The All Arizona Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now.
Five. Emotional farewell to Senator John McCain.
On what would be Senator John McCain's 82nd birthday, family and friends, they gathered at the Arizona State Capitol. It's a private ceremony, and a lot of members of his family said a very emotional goodbye as they walked past the American flag that was draped over his casket. Governor Doug Ducey spoke today.
When all of us here traveled and told people we were from Arizona, people knew two big things about it: John McCain and the Grand Canyon. Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
Yeah, I would agree. It's just not natural. And I got to tell you, this was a sad event. This was a tearjerker. This was gut-wrenching to watch. And we're going to talk about it more in about 5 or 6 minutes, because the members of his family went up to the casket and they said their final goodbye. And it was very touching. It was very emotional.
And tomorrow will be, I guess, a public mourning.
Yeah.
That will be held also in Phoenix, not at the state capitol.
Right.
If you still want to go down, they are going to have John McCain's coffin casket lying in state.
You can walk right,
lying in state.
You can walk right by it.
And I think it goes until 8, but if you are in line before 8, I think you'll be able to see him.
You will.
Him.
Yeah.
We encourage you to do so. If you want to pay your respects, absolutely. It's going to be hot, though. Take plenty of water.
Four.
The governor's matchup is set.
Okay, it's going to be Governor Doug Ducey against this man, Democrat David Garcia.
And so our campaign motto is "From Us, For Us." Why? Because Arizona is looking for leaders who know what it means to struggle. Someone who's ready to serve the working people of Arizona.
All right, so David Garcia says he's up to the job. He beat State Senator Farley yesterday on the Democratic side. Obviously, for Governor Ducey, it was a cakewalk. He won going up against Ken Bennett. I don't know what the heck happened to Ken Bennett. He used to be a pretty decent guy, and all he did was rip John McCain on the way out. Really don't understand it.
For governor.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how far these guys go to the opposite sides. How far right does Doug Ducey go? How far left does David Garcia go? It'll be interesting to watch them both campaign, and I hope they have a number of debates. I want to see these guys and what they stand for, because it's going to be the independents who decide this election as well.
So Ducey received more votes than any other candidate in Arizona, including Kyrsten Sinema, who we're going to get to in a second.
Yeah, that's a strong indicator.
Obviously, most incumbents go through to the next round. That didn't happen in Arizona, but obviously for Governor Ducey, a very easy win.
Strong.
Now will it be an easy win for him in November against David Garcia? We'll have to wait and see.
Three.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Oh, boy.
Did Diane Douglas lose?
Mac?
Not yet.
Oh!
Not yet. Let's go on to number two.
Ah.
No.
I feel like a sports fan watching this, and I'm rooting against Diane Douglas to just get creamed in this race.
So far, it's too close to call. Diane Douglas, the incumbent, has been trailing, though.
Superintendent.
It's not even close.
Sorry, Superintendent of Public Instruction.
Yeah, Frank Riggs and Bob Branch. So it looks like, we can't call it, but it looks like we'll have a new superintendent if she is third right now.
But I think, like, only 1,000 votes.
Correct.
Separate them.
Right.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier, incumbents usually have a pretty good showing. Not this one. Third.
Well, she's horrible at her job.
Right.
I mean, you know, Arizona realizes that. Here's the thing. Over how many weeks have I been saying this? Listen.
I don't tell you who to vote for.
I won't tell you who to vote for.
But
I'll tell you who not to vote for.
At least the past 6 months.
Has it
been
that
long? Yeah.
Listen, I think Arizona is going to listen to me on this one. I think Diane Douglas is going down in flames today.
But she's no stranger to close runs, though. Remember, she beat David Garcia like 50.01 to 49 point whatever.
She could still pull it off.
Good.
But I think it's unlikely. Could Diane Douglas be out of a job by the end of the day?
Yep.
That would be fantastic.
Two.
Incumbents had a bad night.
Speaking of incumbents, Doug Ducey had an easy win, but not everybody had it that easy. In fact, Michelle Reagan She was incumbent. She was defeated by newcomer Stephen Gaynor in the Republican Party primary. This for Secretary of State. In other words, Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah. Didn't she screw up the election of a couple of years ago?
She was for 2016, she was part of it, yeah.
Arizona remembers stuff like that, okay?
Right.
Was it all her fault? To be honest, it was a couple of years ago. I really don't remember. I know at the head of it was Helen Purcell, who was here forever.
Right.
And we actually had her on the show, and it was, you know, I mean, 2016 in the election of actually going to vote.
Well, at least she called us back.
Waited 5 hours.
Yeah,
yesterday,
but at least she called us back.
Yeah, we didn't get any calls back from anybody.
No.
Yesterday, officials blew it by, what was it, 62 polling places?
We're not ready.
We're not ready in the morning.
Just the county. This was just
Maricopa County.
They were not ready to go.
So I think people have a long memory, and that's why Michelle Reagan lost.
Right.
An incumbent losing.
And we'll also talk about other incumbents who didn't make it last night. It wasn't just Michelle Reagan, by the way.
Very true. Mm-hmm. I wonder what's going to happen next time Arizona votes. What's going to be the big problem? What's going to happen in 2 years when we vote for
none
president
of the ballot
again?
Machines will show up to the polling places, I bet. Something
mail
like
it in,
that.
Right, Mac?
Mail it in, people!
One.
The big winners in last night's race were women.
Yes, Arizona Senate race. Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat, Martha McSally, a Republican, will run against each other for what will be the vacant seat of Jeff Flake. This is the first time Arizona will have a female United States Senator. I thought it was a great night for both ladies. Congratulations to Sinema and McSally.
It's going to be a tight race. It really will. And again, independents will decide this one. Notice, Kyrsten Sinema has been putting out ads about herself without a D or the word Democrat in her ad. McSally has already launched an attack against Kyrsten Sinema. Sinema was asked about the attack in Washington. She did not answer the question. She instead said, Arizona deserves A, B, C, and D, blah, blah, blah. But she didn't answer the question.
Martha McSally last night.
I am as impressed as anyone that my opponent brags that she owns over 100 pairs of shoes. I, on the other hand, have over 100 combat missions serving our country.
And that's going to be Martha McSally and how she goes after Kyrsten Sinema. She's going to go after what Sinema wears, how
that'll
she presents herself.
A woman taking shots at another woman. We brought this up earlier.
Yeah.
Is it going to be about fashion and women's stuff, or is it going to be about issues? We'll have to see.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
But notice you can't bring up the word issues without saying the word shoes. Notice that.
Ah, jeez.
All right. The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by, Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, and no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
Family and friends gathered at the Arizona State Capitol for a private ceremony honoring Senator John McCain. And each family member said their goodbye in a different way. Front of the senator's flag draped coffin, and we'll tell you what they did and how they did it. It was very emotional. We'll talk about it in just a second.
I'd like to go back to our valley and see the creek run after the rain. I want to smell the rose scented breeze and feel the sun on my shoulders, and then take my leave, bound for a place near my old friend Chuck Larson in the cemetery on the Severn, back where it began.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes.
Gotta have joy, joy.
Remember, everything will be alright.
Every life has to end.
We can meet again somewhere far away from here.
Maybe I'll be gone before you hear this.
Stop me crying.
I am able to celebrate a wonderful life. Wait, man, you've been around a long time, old man. You've had a great life. I want when I leave, we just have a couple of people that stand up and say, this guy, he served his country.
And today, John McCain will lie in state. at the Arizona State Capitol on what would have been his 82nd birthday. And we want to describe for you the ceremony and what happened and how John McCain arrived at the Arizona State Capitol building in Phoenix. There was an honor guard that took McCain's flag-draped coffin into the building. And you saw Cindy McCain. It was her first appearance since the death of her husband. And her children obviously were there. We saw our friend Meghan McCain and his sons and daughters. And it was a very emotional day. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey and his wife Angela greeted the McCain family. And Doug Ducey gave a very good speech, fitting a hero. And, man, I got to tell you, Mac, I watched this. And I think you and I had a little bit of a different take on it. But I was glad to see it. I was glad to watch it. It was so raw. But even if you didn't know John McCain, you kind of know John McCain.
Mm.
So
you know the history and you know the man. Yeah.
So I kind of in watching it, I kind of felt like I was there a bit. But I know that you said it was kind of peering into something that maybe just the family should have been a part of.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that.
When I heard that it was a private ceremony, I guess I pulling back the curtain a little bit, we're supposed to know everything in the newsroom about what's happening, when it's going to happen. I assumed it was a private ceremony that no one would see, that it wouldn't be put online or broadcast or what have you. Mm. So I felt kind of weird watching it, knowing it was a private ceremony. But I will say this. I want to thank the McCain family personally for allowing us to see the private ceremony.
Yeah.
I want to thank them for letting us see just a wonderful tribute, a great speech, just the raw emotion because, and it sounds weird, but that's part of the grieving process. And Arizona, and, you know, again, my dad never calls me. He called me.
Today?
Yeah. Are you going to go down to, he knows that John McCain is lying in state. The world is grieving.
Yeah.
If my dad calls me, and my dad really doesn't pay attention to a lot, let me tell you.
Yeah.
This man affected or was known by so many people. I want to thank the McCain family for letting us in on the private ceremony because that part of the grieving process helps us as well. There's a private ceremony, and tomorrow there will be a public ceremony. And as difficult as it is to watch the McCain family go through this, and public, it was, it also helps us heal and say goodbye as well because it sounds weird, but we want to be a part of that too because a lot of us think we knew John McCain. He was so important and so much of a integral part of Arizona. And was so approachable that you think you know that. I mean, he's just like your next door neighbor in some cases. I just thought it was magnanimous of the family to let us grieve with them in that private ceremony, although it was tough for me to watch personally.
Yeah, I think the two moments that were just gut-wrenching was when Cindy McCain walked up to the flag-draped casket holding her husband's body at the Arizona State Capitol, and she put her hand on it. And she leaned over and her left cheek was on the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kissed it.
Yeah.
And you just watch that and you're just thinking, how do you do that in front of all these people? How do you keep your composure in front of all these people? My guess is she's exhausted. The stress and the agony of losing him.
And being a caretaker.
Yeah. That was something. And then when Meghan McCain, who is our friend and has been part of this show for 10 years, when she approached the casket and was weeping, I just wanted to climb into the TV and give her a hug. That's all I wanted to do because I think she's probably taken it harder than anybody. She's been through this publicly as she did her show, The View. And, you know, the rest of her children, you know, came up to the casket, which was something to see. But it was Meghan who got me visibly sobbing. And, I mean, you know, she just loves her daddy. She just loves that man. And she is just distraught, and I just feel terrible. I just feel like I wanted to dive into the television and just give her a hug. And I think a lot of people also did that.
I felt the same way.
Couple son Jack in his white Navy dress uniform, who is home from Afghanistan for his father's funeral. Their son Jimmy in Navy dress uniform. They saluted their father's coffin. This is a hero send-off. You know, but this was their dad, their husband.
Right.
And it was hard to watch. It really was hard to watch. And I think if you were watching it, there's no doubt there were tears. It was really, really moving. And it just shows how much they really loved him. And
applause, I guess, what I'm trying to say is applause to Doug Ducey.
He did very well.
This is a man who did not sign up as governor to say goodbye to John McCain. I mean, my goodness. Yeah. Could you imagine, you know, years before thinking I may have to say goodbye? You don't sign up doing that, but what a great job this man did, in saying goodbye to John McCain.
Doug Ducey is not someone who you like to go and see speak necessarily, and I'm not trying to speak ill of the governor. He's not dynamic. And he didn't have to be dynamic today. He had to be heartfelt. And I think Doug Ducey can do that.
That's a great way of explaining it. Just heartfelt was all he needed to be.
You raised a remarkable son, and we are truly blessed that you are among us still. When we look to you, there is no doubt where John McCain inherited his determination, resilience, and tenacity. It was built into his DNA.
And Ducey talking of McCain's mother, who is 106 years old.
Yeah.
And has survived her own son.
And still calls him Johnny. I just find that so endearing.
Almost exactly 20 years ago, John McCain delivered the eulogy at Barry Goldwater's funeral. That other great, legendary Arizonan who America holds dear in its heart. Where Barry Goldwater was born in Arizona, John McCain was Arizona's favorite adopted son.
You know, and Governor Ducey can come off tough, sometimes a little abrasive, but, you know, having him in studio the other day and watching his eyes as he talks about McCain, this is hard on him, too.
Yeah.
And we'll talk.
They had a great relationship, too.
We'll talk to Jan Brewer at 3 o'clock. This has been very tough on former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. She was also there today.
And she
has had a very tough time with this. She's been very, very emotional.
You pointed out to me how many former governors were there?
Fife Symington was there. Janet Napolitano was there. So three
and
former.
And Jan Brewer, yeah.
And current one. And I think this clip from Doug Ducey was the best line of the day.
When all of us here traveled and told people we were from Arizona, people knew two big things about it. John McCain and the Grand Canyon. Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
Yeah. So John McCain is lying in state. I'm going down tonight.
To actually see.
Yeah, my wife and I are going to go down. We're going to go down, and we want to, pay tribute and respect the man. And, we're going to go down with some friends tonight, and we're going to walk in that building, and we're going to look at the casket. And, I think it's going to be, I've never done anything like mm-hmm. that. I mean, we've all been to funerals and all that.
Right.
Nothing like this.
Right.
But
it's the end of an era. I mean, I don't blame anybody who wants to go down.
No.
I applaud people who want to go down, whether you agreed with his politics or not. This is a man we will not know again in our lifetimes. This man was so just absolutely a trailblazer, as well as a maverick.
Right. All right. We'll have more on John McCain later in the show as we continue along. So let's see. We've got Becky Lynn coming up with some news. You know, Arizona voted yesterday, Mac.
Yeah, the primary was yesterday.
Not everybody who ran was a good person. Is that fair to say?
Very accurate.
Let's see. Did a perv, serial speeder, racist, mother killer,
and
criminal survive primary day next?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, Arizona voted yesterday. And we have to find out, because we're definitely going to find out, did did the perv, the serial shooter, and the racist win? Because we had a pack of zeros, a pack of losers that were running for their side's primary.
Right.
So we highlighted three yesterday, and we made our predictions. And so let's go through this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So three people, a perv.
That we've all talked about,
a
too.
A serial speeder.
Mm-hmm.
And a racist.
Yeah.
Mac, first, tell us about the perv.
Well, you can't keep a good man down. Don Shooter.
Ah.
The sexually harassing legislator from Yuma. We know he's not a good man.
No.
Verbally abused women for years before his peers voted to kick him out of office.
And he was running for election in Yuma.
For the same seat.
And we were wondering, goodness gracious,
mm-hmm.
what could happen? Well, did he win?
He lost.
He lost!
Yuma voters threw a metaphorical glass of wine in his face on Tuesday night.
Way to go, humans.
Right. He came in third.
Yep. All right. Let's check the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, you said yesterday he would win. Gatos, I said he would lose. I was right.
Correct.
Okay.
But I'm glad.
I'm glad,
you
too.
You were right, and Yuma came through.
All right. A pervert, a serial speeder, and a racist.
Yes.
All right. Mac, tell us about the speeder.
Representative Paul Mosley.
Paul Mosley.
The former lawmaker who bragged about speeding on Arizona highways up to 140 miles per hour and gloating over his legislative immunity.
Mm-hmm.
He was running for re-election as well.
Yeah. Now, on yesterday's show, Mac, you said that he would win. I said that Paul Mosley would lose.
Mm-hmm.
Scoreboard.
He lost.
Gatos is 2-0.
There you go. Paul Mosley finished a distant third, much like Don Shooter.
Paul Mosley, don't call me Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
Uh-huh.
So,
thank you, Lake Havasu City. And
thank Zizans. You. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the pervert lost. The serial speeder lost. Mac?
That leaves...
Tell us about the racist.
All right. Fine gentleman named David Stringer, the businessman from Prescott, who was lamenting how America was going down the tubes because there weren't enough white kids in schools to basically assimilate minorities.
Oh, just cut the music. All That's right. just yeah. terrible.
All right.
There are not enough white kids.
Right. So the nation is going down the tubes.
Yeah.
That got him nationally known, by the way.
Yeah. David Stringer, mm-hmm. we both thought he would win. Scoreboard. Did he win? Wait for it. Symbol crash.
He made it. He won.
He won.
Well, I shouldn't say he won. He was in the primary.
He'll go on in November.
He will go on in November. He could win again. But Don Shooter and Paul Mosley,
yes.
they will not be going to the...
to the next round
to be voted back into their seats.
And I would just like to gloat that I went 3-0.
As you should.
As I usually do.
And you know what? I am glad you got three at, or we got two.
Well,
I'm glad two out of these three aren't. I'm disappointed it wasn't all three.
Well, I'm just gloating over my record.
Yes, I know. I know.
You know, I also predicted Donald Trump would win the presidency after
yes,
the
you
first
did.
Debate.
Yes, you did.
And I was laughed at, scoffed. Is that the word? Scoffed at?
Oh, scoffed. You were
belittled.
Humiliated.
Belittled, yes.
Pantsed.
Well, listen.
That was in the break room.
I could pick elections, man. So now let's just see if Diane Douglas loses, because if that happens, I'm having a freaking ticker tape parade today,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah, and we'll let you know when we get that in.
Okay, so the pervert lost, the serial speeder lost,
uh-huh.
and the racist won. Lovely. Yes. Did the mother killer win?
No.
Oh, he lost,
the
too.
The guy who killed his mother
Bobby
back in
Wilson.
The 60s?
Yeah, okay. Did the criminal win? Joe Arpaio?
Again,
no.
distant third.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next. It is a sad day, man. I will tell you, watching at the state capitol, the private ceremony earlier today that honored Senator John McCain, his body lies in state at the Arizona State Capitol building. Griselda Stino was there. KTAR reporter, and she has a story that I think is going to give you the chills next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
Today started a week of somber events honoring the life and legacy of Senator John McCain. The body of the late senator is lying in state right now at the Arizona Capitol. Earlier today, there was a private ceremony. We brought it to you at 12:15 here at KTAR News, and one of our reporters, Griselda Zatino, was down there covering it. And Griselda came back to the station about 40 minutes ago and started talking about what it was like to be down there and started telling us and describing to us what exactly happened. And we thought it was really a great insight, and so we want to talk to her about her experience.
Because the ceremony, I mean, you saw Cindy McCain go to the casket to say goodbye, you know, John McCain's sons and daughters, Meghan McCain, and it was very emotional. It was very, very sad.
Yeah, so Griselda joins us now. Thank you for coming into the studio and sharing this with us.
You were in the room, right?
Yeah, so they had the media up on the third floor, and okay. Everybody else was on the first floor.
And one of the things that really surprised me was what you were allowed to do before the ceremony?
It was after the ceremony.
After the ceremony.
Yeah, so we were allowed to be on the third floor for the entire ceremony. And after it was finished, they pulled us into a room, told us to wait there for a couple minutes until everybody was escorted out. By then, they came to get us, and we were allowed to go downstairs and pay our respects ourselves, so which I thought was really neat. It's such an honor. I didn't expect for us to be able to, you know, be given that honor. So we went downstairs, started, you know, at one by one, everybody got a chance to say their goodbyes. A lot of reporters were able to touch the casket. When it was my turn, I did get a little emotional. Senator John McCain, such a big figure, someone that I had been covering for a number of years. And so to be able to be there and touch the casket myself was quite an emotional moment for me as well. And
I'm sure.
I didn't expect to get emotional at the time, but it was an emotional moment.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, if you pull the curtain back a little bit, reporters, and you're a reporter, you're not necessarily supposed to be emotional.
Right.
Mac and I are not reporters or journalists or anything. We could be emotional all day long.
I cry all the time.
He cries all the time, especially now he has two kids.
That's right.
I think that was a wonderful thing that they let you do. Now, I'm going to go down later tonight because I would like to pay my respects to the senator. I knew the guy for 20 years. Mac and I are friends with his daughter, Megan, for 10. What was it like to be in that room?
Mm-hmm.
And there's John McCain's casket, and there is the American flag over it, and a ceremony, by the way, that was at times gut-wrenching, I thought, just very emotional, and watching Meghan weep and watching Cindy, you know, go up to the casket and kiss it. I mean,
you're right. Yeah.
And then you're in the same, you're in that room, and you're
right.
facing the legend who
yes.
is lying in state.
Yes, from up above, looking down. His casket covered in the American flag was right in the center of our state seal. So it was just a very, just a very inspiring moment to see. And then so when I was, you know, watching the family, I felt like I wanted to look away sometimes because just seeing how emotional they were getting,
so private,
a very private
personal.
Moment. And to be able to be there for that was just, it was a honor to be there.
But uncomfortable at the same time.
Yes, definitely.
Griselda Zatino joins us, KTAR news reporter. She was down at the Rotunda where there was a private ceremony earlier today. The former senator of Arizona, John McCain, is lying in state. You are encouraged to go down today until 8 p.m. But Griselda, you made a connection down there that you said didn't really hit you until later in the ceremony. What was that?
Right. So after I paid my respects, I was walking out and it just kind of hit me that that was the same spot where I had interviewed. Actually, the last time I had interviewed Senator John McCain, he was running for re-election at the time. I was writing a story about his outreach to Latinos. And so I interviewed him as we were walking out in the Rotunda area, and it just kind of hit me that, wait a minute, this is the last place where I was able to interview him, and now I'm here paying my respects to him, and it just hit me, and it was an emotional moment for me.
Well, thanks for sharing the story.
Thank you.
All right.
Griselda Zatino, KTR News reporter, down at the Rotunda. I mean,
everybody's going to have maybe a moment,
right?
whether or not you go down there or not, you know, over the last few days and maybe over the next few days, you're going to have a moment about John McCain.
And
whether you agreed with him or, you know, didn't like him or loved him or what have you, you're going to have a moment where I think the majority of us say, man, that guy was an American hero. He served his country, and he's getting a hero's goodbye, and he deserves it.
There will be a public ceremony tomorrow.
Correct. Joe Biden is coming to Phoenix to speak, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
Larry Fitzgerald is going to speak.
And there will be pallbearers, and so that will be more public. But again, I want to thank the McCain family for allowing us to see the private ceremony. They didn't have to. They didn't have to let the media go down and pay their respects. They didn't have to do that. So it's just, again, John McCain was all about service, and John McCain was all about Arizona. And that is just such an amazing act, again, of kindness and gratitude from that family. And I think Friday he will be at the Capitol in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And that will be another ceremony, another lying in state. One of only 31 people who've ever lied in state at the nation's capital.
So John McCain lies in state at the Arizona State Capitol. We've talked a little bit about the private ceremony that happened earlier this morning. Griselda just gave her story of covering it.
Mm-hmm.
Friends and family were there. Our friend, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, was there. And she had a very emotional moment right in front of John McCain's flag-draped coffin. And Jan Brewer will join us next, and she's going to share that with us. It's Mac and Gatos. Stick around.